Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we have Dakota Shane joining us. Dakota is the executive director of Downtown Books and Cookie. It's a storytelling and cookie sharing project where community leaders read their favorite childhood stories to West Michigan children once a month. How are you doing today, Dakota?
Good, Paul. How are you doing?
Hey, doing fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
And tell us a little bit about what you got going on with Downtown Books and Cookies.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple concept. Each month from a different venue downtown, we host a reading event. We get prominent community leaders to read to children of West Michigan and then partner with local bakeries to provide cookies for the kids to eat while they're on storytelling. Absolutely.
Okay. Sure, absolutely. And so how did you come up with the idea?
I actually submitted it to 5x5 Night back in June. It's kind of a random idea, to be honest. I was looking for opportunities to read to kids, so I kind of reached out at first to like Children's Hospital, seeing what programs were out there, and figured, you know, we could probably create our own opportunity and something a little more involved with downtown. So I submitted it to 5x5, and since then we've just made it work.
And how many kids come out for this?
We had 12 guests for the first event. That was September, and we're up to about 35 to 40 now.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're trying to sustain a number between 50 and 60. That's the goal. We don't want to get too large because then you kind of lose the intimacy of the story time.
Sure. Yeah, I can understand completely. So what was your favorite book as a kid?
The Giving Tree. That's actually the book
Shel Silverstein.
Absolutely, yeah. We launched the project based off that book.
Awesome.
It's a free event.
Okay.
So we're, you know, giving away the time, the story time and the cookies as well.
Now, the folks from the community who come to read, is there often the same book that they read or a common theme between the books?
Depending on the month. So, like, for our December event, we wanted it to be holiday-related.
Okay, so Christmas-related books.
But we asked the readers to pick a book that they were read to as children or that they read to their own children. Kind of get some sort of connection there, so it's a better story.
I was just curious if there was like one book that always seemed to show up on the radar or something like
No, that's actually a good question because there hasn't been a repeat story yet.
Now, for parents who are listening to this, they want to bring their kids out and have them be read to by community leaders.
Yeah.
How do they get involved?
You can find us on Facebook, search Downtown Books and Cookies. We'll pop right up. We're on the GR Now calendars and the GrandRapidsKids.com calendars.
Sure.
GRKids.com, sorry. And that's pretty much the easiest way to get a hold of us is social media and looking on those event calendars.
Okay. Now, you came to Grand Rapids a few years ago from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
Little bit different climate here in Grand Rapids than Phoenix, I would imagine.
Yeah, variety is good, though.
And so what brought you here?
My uncle is a local painter. I came out for his 2009 Art Prize entry.
Okay.
And I just really, really liked the city. I didn't actually move here from Phoenix. I moved here from Denver.
Okay.
I liked the creative culture. I loved that it was, you know, 45 minutes away from fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in Arizona, the only body of water experience we get is salty.
Sure.
Oceans in Southern California. So it definitely blew my mind that a body of water that large was fresh.
So you've been spending a lot of time at the lake during the summers?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Downtown is just a fun place to hang out. It's really a place where a young entrepreneur can become a better entrepreneur. If you cast your vision here, if it's quality, people will support it.
And this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and our guest is Dakota Shane. He's the executive director of Downtown Books and Cookies. It's a storytelling and cookie sharing project where community leaders come in and read their favorite childhood stories to children of West Michigan. Now, Dakota, coming up in March, where can folks come out and bring their children to have books read to them?
Yeah, we're partnering with the Grand Rapids Children's Museum for the month of March.
Oh, it's great actually, location.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of stuff for the kids to do before and after the reading event, so that's great. And it's also their reading month.
Good.
So it's a perfect time to partner with GRCM. And we've actually hosted an event there before. It worked out great. That was actually our biggest turnout. So it'll be another quality event.
Terrific. And again, if folks want to find out more about Downtown Books and Cookies, how can they do it, Dakota?
Search us on Facebook, Downtown Books and Cookies. You can follow us on Twitter, Books, the letter N, Cookies, M-I, and connect with us.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Dakota Shane from Downtown Books and Cookies.